vipers. Not exactly something I would want to hear. Coming out for repentance, coming out for baptism, coming out to begin a new life, coming out to acknowledge God's calling on my life, coming out to do what God has called me. I wouldn't want to hear this, would you? You brood of vipers! And yet that's what John the Baptizer said to the Pharisees and the Sadducees when they came out for baptism. You brood of vipers, who warned you to flee from the wrath to come? Bear fruit worthy of repentance. Do not presume to say to yourselves, we have Abraham as our ancestor, for I tell you, God is able from these stones to raise up children to Abraham. You brood of vipers. You brood. You collection. You bunch of snakes. Not exactly a comforting message, is it? The Pharisees and the Sadducees were the religious leaders of Jesus' day. They were the scholars, they were the priests and pastors, they were the lawyers of the day, the people of renown in the community, the people who understood the law of Moses, the people who understood the calling to be a people of God, the people who liked to present themselves as the great understanders of the Word of God, those whom you could go to for information. What did Moses say about this, that, or the other? Can you eat an egg that was laid on the Sabbath day? What kind of clothing should I wear? How should I glean my fields? What should I do to be right with God? They were the people that you would go to in that society. And here they were, at least a group of them, coming out for baptism. What kind of baptism? Baptism for the repentance, the remission of sin. And to be baptized for the remission of sin, one has to recognize that you got some sins to repent of. Right? If you're going to be baptized for the remission of sins, if you're going to do that, you've got to recognize you've got something to repent for. You've done something that isn't right. You've done something that isn't in accord with God's will for your life. You've done something that needs to be given up, turned over to God. The Sadducees and the Pharisees that John the Baptist confronted were among those who didn't believe they had done anything that needed forgiving. They thought they had it right. But this is what everybody else was doing. John the Baptist was a very strange person. He's not exactly the kind of guy, ladies, that you want to bring home to your see mama. John wore clothing of camel's hair. Ugh. With a leather belt around his waist and his food, this is the hard part, you don't want to ask him to come to a covered dish dinner bringing a covered dish. And his food was locust and wild honey. Wild honey's fine, but the locust, bleh. And they were coming out for baptism? They didn't believe they needed forgiveness. They got it right. And so his response to them is frankly a response that could be given to the religious community of any day. The leadership of even the United Methodist Church, a council of bishops. You brood of vipers, who warned you to flee from the wrath to come? Are you part of the brood of vipers? Are you in need of fleeing from the wrath that is to come? Do you believe that you need to repent? That's what the season of Advent is about. At least the first half is about recognizing that we are at times and in places and in aspects of our living, we are a bunch of snakes. I don't like that, Greg. I don't like to think about that. I don't want to think about it. Well, okay, don't. But if we're honest with ourselves, there are times and places when, quite frankly, we have failed to be the kind of people God has called us to be. I look at the church, at the denomination, and at other churches and other denominations, and I say to myself, my goodness, what a brood of vipers. I wouldn't want to go worship there, would you? We've got a general conference coming up next year. I will guarantee you, gosh, I'm a cynic, I will guarantee you that when it gets over with, I'm not going to want to be a United Methodist for about 6 or 7 months. Out of disgust for the lack of grace expressed to people who sit next to us in pews. Maybe I'm a little too jaded. Maybe there is a reason to hope. Because even the Pharisees and the Sadducees hear the call. Sometimes the Pharisees and the Sadducees hear the call. And I know that's true because I'm standing here today. A Pharisee and a Sadducee, a religious leader, a church scholar, recognizing that at times in my life, I'm a snake. I don't do what God wants me to do. I have my own agenda, my own desires, my own needs, my own concerns, my own cares, my own vision of what it ought to be, and I'm going to do, by cracky, what I want to do. Not what God wants done. There are times when I don't want to hear what God has to say. Because I know best. That's a snake talking. That's a snake talking. That's the snake talking. And the good news is, sometimes even the snakes hear the call, recognize their need for transformation, recognize their need for God to reach in and take out that corrupting self-importance, that corrupting self-will, that corrupting me, myself, and I, and replace it with the heart of God. We have in the reading from Isaiah today a beautiful image of the coming kingdom of God, the kingdom in which there is room even for the adder, the snake. It's a fascinating passage. It's a beautiful passage. The wolf shall live with the lamb. The leopard shall lie down with the kid. The calf and the lion and the fatling together. I always thought I was the fatling. And a little child shall lead them. Literally, a little child shall lead them all. The cow and the bear shall graze. Do bears graze? No. They eat meat. Like me, they're carnivores. The cow and the bear shall graze. Their young shall lie down together, and the lion shall eat straw like the ox. This is a change, my friends. This is an illustration of the true peace that comes when God takes out the corrupting evil of the snake from our lives and puts in grace, love, faith. True peace is the wolf living with the lamb, the leopard lying down with the kid, the calf and the lion and the fatling together with a little child, the Christ child, the spirit of faith and grace and peace leading them all. That's true peace, the true end of againstness with God. The cow and the bear shall graze, their young shall lie down together, and the lion shall eat straw like the ox. That's true transformation. Bears don't graze. Their young don't lie down together unless one has eaten the other already. And lions don't eat straw. Oh, wow, that's a image of transformation, my friends. A complete reorientation away from the snakiness towards God. But Isaiah's not done. The nursing child shall play over the hole of the asp. There's a P on the end of that, by the way. Asp. And the weaned child shall put his hand on the adder's den. They will not hurt or destroy on all my holy mountain, for the earth will be full of the knowledge of the Lord as the waters cover the sea. As the waters cover the sea, so the world will be full of knowledge of Yahweh. True peace, true transformation comes from knowledge, presence, understanding, encompassing presence of God. We are called. We are called by this passage of Isaiah to make real in our living the kingdom of God. We cannot participate in the coming kingdom of God in its fruition, both in the church and in the world. We really cannot do that unless we are willing to recognize that we first must be transformed. We first must change. And the only way to change, the only way to have the heart of the snake taken out and replaced with the heart of this child is through God's grace. And the only way to experience that and express that and live it is by being the people Jesus calls us to be. With each other in the pews, in these chairs, with each other in other churches, and towards and with the world. Building the Habitat houses these last 2 months has been wonderful. And I was watching yesterday at the consecration service and realizing all the different faith groups we had present there. Methodist, Baptist, Catholic, Episcopalian, Lutheran, people of faith with many differences, all coming together to recognize the need to live out this image of the Christ child, the need to live out this image of the kingdom of God, the need to live out this image of the presence of God in our lives, by reaching out to others, people whom we don't know, giving them an opportunity to participate in building a new home, giving them a place to live, giving them a future. That's an experience and an expression of building the kingdom of God. Participating in the coming kingdom and being transformed. John the Baptist's cry Oh, you brood of vipers, who warned you to flee from the wrath to come? It can be a call to the whole church. The challenge that we face is one to recognize and two, accept, and three, change. That's the whole meaning of the word repentance. To change. To simply change direction and start living as God would have us live. As we move on into the second half of Advent, and as we switch from looking forward to the coming kingdom to looking back to the initiation of the kingdom of God, the foretaste in which we live today in the birth of the Christ child, let us truly be willing, when we see the snake within us, to change.
You have been listening to a sermon by Dr. Gregory Neal, Senior Pastor of St. Stephen United Methodist Church and Rector of Grace Incarnate Ministries. Copyright 2007 by Dr. Gregory S. Neal. All rights reserved. For more information or to listen to other sermons by Dr. Neal, visit us on the web at www.revneal.org. That's www.revneal.org. You are also invited to visit us in person at St. Stephen United Methodist Church, 2520 Oates Drive, Mesquite, Texas, 75150. This program was produced by Dr. Greg Neal.